It's Tuesday, May 6, 2025.
It most assuredly will affect the availability, the frequency, and the accuracy, quite honestly, of the warnings.
Drastic cuts to National Weather Service endanger public safety, former weather chiefs warn. Trump Justice Department sues four states to block climate laws and lawsuits. Plus, Trump moves to open up the seafloor to mining and shrink national monuments.
All of Trump's shrinkage and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Look, you don't understand. There was shrinkage.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, let the devastation begin. What do you got for us on today's Green News Report?
Well, first, CNN reports that U.S. weather forecasting is more crippled than previously known due to the Trump administration's deep budget cuts and mass layoffs at the National Weather Service. Current and former agency meteorologists say they are concerned that forecasts and life-saving warnings won't be issued in time, particularly concerning with hurricane season starting on June 1st. On Monday, all five living former National Weather Service leaders released an open letter warning that their, quote, worst nightmare is that the cuts will lead to needless loss of life. For example, the National Weather Service office in Goodland, Kansas, Tornado Alley, is no longer operating 24 hours a day, virtually unheard of in tornado season.
Really?
Yes.
They're no longer checking for tornadoes at night, I guess. Unbelievable.
In science, atmospheric CO2 jumped in 2024 by an unusually large amount, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Atmospheric CO2 has been increasing rapidly since humanity began burning coal and oil. Scientists are concerned because they can't fully explain why 2024 saw such a big spike in emissions, telling Inside Climate News that it might be a sign that nature's carbon absorbers, forests, fields, and wetlands are taking up less of humanity's carbon pollution, and that is a problem.
A big problem.
In related news, the Trump Justice Department has sued four states to stop them from holding fossil fuel companies liable for billions of dollars in climate-related damages, claiming that the actions conflict with federal authority. Multiple investigations have revealed that the oil industry knew since at least the 1950s that fossil fuels caused dangerous global warming and deceived the public and lawmakers for decades about it. The Trump DOJ is suing Hawaii and Michigan to block their climate liability lawsuits, and the agency is challenging climate superfund state laws in Vermont and New York that require fossil fuel companies to pay fees for carbon emissions into state-based funds.
Well, I guess when you pay the president of the United States enough money, well, the fossil fuel industry can look forward to his protection via federal law.
Hawaii's state legislature just passed legislation raising taxes on hotel rooms to generate revenue to pay for climate damages. Meanwhile, the Trump Interior Department is working on plans to shrink the boundaries of at least six national monuments in the U.S. West to open them up for oil and gas development. Scientists are also sounding the alarm over a recent Trump executive order aimed at opening up the deep sea floor to mining in both U.S. and international waters, bypassing ongoing international negotiations to establish standards for mining in the incredibly fragile deep sea ecosystem.
International laws and standards are for suckers, I guess.
Deep sea ecologist Cheryl Murdoch, in an interview with NPR, agrees with you.
This is just going to say, you know, the U.S. is going to stake claim to a part of international waters that is supposed to be for the benefit of all humankind and say, no, this part is ours and we're going to do what we like with it.
Yep, that's my Trump administration.
Finally, a coalition of 18 states on Monday sued the Trump administration back.
Good.
Over its attempt to stop the development of wind energy. The lawsuit challenges Trump's executive order that paused approvals, permits, and loans for all wind energy projects in the United States, both onshore and offshore. The coalition argues that Trump doesn't have the authority to unilaterally shut down the permitting process and that his actions pose an existential threat to the growing industry, jeopardizing development of a clean power source critical to economic growth and competitiveness, public health, and climate goals.
That sounds like my Trump, too. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us, please, planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Yes, some mighty winds are blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom. It's blowing equality. Yes, it's blowing peace.